Lawmakers held their first day of interim meeting since the full legislative session in Charleston Monday, but things look different under Republican control than they did under the Democrats. Instead of 3 days full of multiple committee hearings, only four committees called meetings during the Monday-only session. Of those, a special committee on tax reform held an organizational meeting to discuss their mission over the coming months. That mission could result in a complete overhaul of the state's tax system.
Anything goes.
House Finance Chair Eric Nelson is co-chairing the Joint Select Committee on Tax Reform with his Senate counterpart, Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall. Nelson told the 14 committee members, 10 Republicans and 4 Democrats, everything is on the table.
It is a very broad goal that we have here, and at the end of the day, let's move into the 21st century with a tax system that will really improve our economic growth and grow our base here in West Virginia.
The Joint Selects Committee was appointed by House Speaker Tim Armstead and Senate President Bill Cole to closely study the state's current tax system and recommend reformations. The committee will officially begin their work in May, first hearing from those who conducted previous tax studies under the Underwood and Manchin administrations. Armstead spoke before the committee Monday.
Over the years, we've had good ideas that have been brought forth that really showed a vision for where we need to go, but we failed to act on those. And so what we've had is reaction rather than action. We've had a tax structure that has been designed over the years as piecemeal process. And I think we really have an opportunity here to design a tax structure that is basically designed on purpose, designed to do what we need to do to move our tax structure and our tax processes into the modern age that we face today.
And what we need to do, Armstead says, is broaden the base. But he's not the only one who used that phrase. In fact, it was repeated multiple times by both committee chairs and the Senate president during their meeting. Ted Bettner with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, a left-leaning think tank, says West Virginia already has a, quote, broad base. The state has a wide-ranging sales tax for almost all goods and services, and like many states, has a scaled personal income tax. But if everything is on the table, Senator Mike Hall says, the income tax should be as well.
You know, some states have no income tax. You know, and we know that people gravitate toward those states. It would be wonderful if we could figure out a way to do that.
Doing that, Bettner says, would reduce the state's income by some 40%, about $2 billion.
To do something like that, to get rid of, eventually getting rid of the personal income tax, you're talking about a major tax shift, most likely on low and moderate income people, working families in the state who can least afford it.
And that's what Bettner says he worries about as the committee's work gets underway, shifting taxes away from businesses and toward working people. Bettner says that hasn't worked for West Virginia in the past, and those changes were made under Democratic leadership.
With business tax cuts, we know most of the companies located in West Virginia aren't based here, so when we're giving large tax cuts to them, most of that's going out of state. That's part of the reason we haven't seen a big impact from the business tax cuts we've already put in place.
What we have seen, though, are budget gaps, which the governor and legislature have closed partially by cutting services. Bettner says his advice to the committee is to look toward implementing an earned income tax credit at the state level, much like what the federal government provides working families. That money, he says, is proven to stay in the communities those families live in. Whether it's implementing new tax credits for families or businesses, Senate President Cole says he's hopeful the work the committee will do in the coming months will make a difference for all West Virginians.
I honestly believe that the work that this committee is getting ready to embark upon is singly the most important piece of legislation, the most important task that maybe we could possibly have ever taken up as a legislature. I think if properly done, we can change the course of our state for many, many years to come.
Cole has said in the previous weeks he would like to see a special session this fall for lawmakers to take up legislation to revise the state's tax code. Speaker Armstead said Monday that option is on the table, but he's waiting to see what the committee comes up with. He doesn't want to push fellow lawmakers to vote on legislation that hasn't been fully vetted and is open to waiting until the 2016 session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.